Arizona's Morning News, the Valley's only all-news morning show.
524, 61 degrees in Apache Junction. I'm Jamie West.
Coronavirus in Arizona.
Well, the pandemic hasn't been much more than an inconvenience for some families. It's been a nightmare for others. A 33-year-old Phoenix father got COVID-19 back in December.
It's been 130 days since I took him to the hospital now.
And his wife remains hopeful he'll come home so together they can raise their two little girls. But the story doesn't end there. KTAR's Griselda Citino shares this family story.
Back in July, we lost his brother to COVID. So we were very aware of the risks and we took all precautions.
Jasmine Burboa believed they were protected. But then their 9-month-old daughter, Julia, got COVID-19 and eventually 14 family members had it, including Jasmine's husband, Elias.
He started losing saturation of oxygen. He couldn't breathe. With all the fear in my heart, I had to take him to the hospital or he would have passed at home.
On Christmas Day, he was intubated. Days before his dad passed away from COVID-19, Elias was put on ECMO, a treatment that works as an artificial lung and lets patients' lungs heal.
He was on it for 62 days. It was successful. There were some scares, but he made it through.
When doctors tried to wake him up, he started having seizures and he got brain swelling.
On my daughter's birthday, March 8th, they told me that the swelling was really bad, that they didn't think he'll wake up.
She hoped ECMO would work and that he wouldn't miss the birth of their second daughter.
I believed back in December when I dropped him off in the hospital that he would make it out and be there with me the day of the birth.
Daniela was born last week, and even though Elias couldn't be there, Jasmine says she felt his presence. Now he's at a long-term care facility as doctors wait to see if he regains consciousness.
At this point, it's just a waiting game. I'm waiting for my miracle. We need to raise our babies together. That was the plan.
Griselda Citino, KTAR News.